Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a judge hears arguments over Georgia's controversial voting law. The newly assembled Pierce County Library Board in Southeast Georgia has its first meeting after the library's manager was fired over a book display, and plans for light rail on the Atlanta Beltline take shape.
The train comes every 20 minutes in one direction. You end up with an effective 10-minute headway at each station location.
Today is Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Attorneys argued today whether the current temporary injunction against the law prohibiting handing out food and water to people in long voting lines should stand. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more on Georgia's controversial voting law, SB 202.
Before the federal 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, both plaintiffs and defense attorneys agreed that the government has a compelling interest to protect voters from intimidation while they wait to cast ballots. But attorney Devin Rossborough, representing Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and the 6th District of the AMA Church, which sued to stop the law, argued no reasonable person would call a gift of a granola bar an act of intimidation.
The people standing there receiving this said, I understood that they were telling me the message here is my participation matters despite obstacles.
The attorney for the state argued it would be impossible to know for the person enforcing SB 202 from a distance if an interaction was intimidating or not, and for that reason, the injunction should end. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Atlanta Beltline leaders are moving forward with plans to add light rail to the 22-mile loop around the city. Hundreds of people attended a virtual meeting yesterday to learn the latest details. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports.
The Beltline Transit study presentation included three options for light rail through Northwest Atlanta and details about how Southside Rail would connect to MARTA Transit. The overall plan includes three train loops, one around the city, one around North Atlanta, and one around South Atlanta. Senior engineer Sean Green explained they created a bi-directional design to minimize wait times.
A train comes every 20 minutes in one direction, then what you end up with, because of the overlapping loops and the interlining of that service plan, you end up with an effective 10-minute headway at each station location.
Details about financing and implementation are expected by the end of the year when the transit plan is finalized. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The Pierce County Library Board is planning to meet tomorrow in the southeast Georgia city of Blackshear. It's the first meeting with new board members since the firing of library manager LaVonna Moore. Moore was fired in June for creating a display with a book featuring a transgender character. Blackshear resident Belinda Moody plans to be at the board meeting. She says Moore was the only reason her two kids went to the library, but now they don't want to go back.
They kind of feel like they're not welcome at the library now, because if they think that that book was okay and she got fired over that book, then they must not be welcome there.
Moore is working with an attorney and weighing legal options. The Pierce County Library Board meeting is scheduled for tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The University System of Georgia says it had more than $23 billion in economic impact for fiscal year 2024. That's up 5% from the previous year. USG says $15 billion of that total was in direct spending by students and USG's 26 institutions. Of the jobs generated by USG schools during the period surveyed, more than two-thirds were off campus. Students at Georgia Tech will soon have new fields of study. The university is creating a School of Arts, Entertainment, and Creative Technologies within its College of Design. It'll offer a Bachelor of Science degree in the fall of 2026. Officials say the program will connect education, research, and industry with a focus on film, gaming, immersive technology, and experiential art. Georgia Tech says the goal is to position the school as a national leader in creative and technology-driven industries. And as this year's Atlantic hurricane season enters its historical peak, conditions continue to favor an above-normal season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has updated the number of expected named storms to up to 18, and about half of those could become hurricanes. The Savannah City Council is planning to consider changes tomorrow to the rules governing horse-drawn carriages in high heat. Right now, the city prohibits horses from pulling carriages when temperatures exceed 95 degrees Fahrenheit. The council is considering two options. Robin Lowe of the group Ban Horse Carriages Savannah says she prefers the option that would lower the temperature threshold to 85 degrees.
The expert consensus overwhelmingly supports lowering the temperature limit to 85 degrees in the name of improved animal welfare. The 85 degree limit is not going to solve everything, but it really helps get the horses into a better situation.
The second option the Savannah City Council will consider involves using wet bulb temperature, which takes into account several environmental factors in addition to temperature. The council is scheduled to meet tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Atlanta Braves faced the Mets in New York again tonight after taking a tough loss last night. The Braves gave up 6 homers. Spencer Strider took the loss, giving up 8 earned runs and 4 innings on the mound. Carlos Carrasco is scheduled to start for the Braves tonight. For the battered Atlanta pitching rotation, there is some hope on the horizon. Atlanta Braves left-hander Chris Sale made his first rehab start last night for the AAA Gwinnett Stripers. Sale threw 40 pitches over 2 innings in his first game action since fracturing his rib cage in June. He struck out 2, walked 2, and allowed 3 singles. Sale is eligible to return to the Braves on August 19th, though it's unclear if he'll make another rehab appearance before rejoining the Braves' rotation. And thanks very much for listening to Georgia Today. We know you have a lot of choices when it comes to your news, so we appreciate you choosing GPB. And you can find more of the latest Georgia headlines at gpb.org/news. Our reporters are constantly posting news stories there. And we'll be back tomorrow with Georgia Today, so you'll get all the latest news in your afternoon podcast feed. Just make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And we are open to your feedback, so please do send it our way by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. If you have something you like about the podcast, it's okay to let us know about that too. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.